Are you listening to the wrong God, dear friends? Let's be aware and make certain we are following the true and living God today. From the International Gospel Hour, stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you always to our Jay Webb. Doesn't he do a great job? We love and appreciate Jay and his announcing here. He'll share with you some things throughout our broadcast that will be of help to you. And greetings to all of you. If you are a new listener to the International Gospel Hour broadcast, please know we have a number of options for your listening pleasure and Bible study. From the outset, we welcome you. We're grateful that you're with us. And if you're a longtime listener, permit me just a few reminders here and some things for our newer folks. Now, you are currently listening to our daily 15-minute broadcast that's available 5 days a week, and we are thankful for you tuning in and for the station to which you are listening. As I say at the end of the broadcast, friends, keep listening right here on this station or platform of your choice. We also have our weekly 30-minute program, and occasionally you may hear our shorter segments called Are You Listening?, 60 Seconds for the Savior, and A Couple of Minutes for Christ. We also have a weekly TV broadcast via our YouTube channel, which is International Gospel Hour, and we're also on a number of over-the-air television markets throughout the United States and even into Canada. You can find our programming options at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Scroll down just a bit, and you will see all our programs, even our Hispanic podcast, Cristianos Fieles, or Faithful Christians, with our friend and brother and fellow laborer, Marlon Ratana of SpanishBibleSchool.org. How thankful we are for every opportunity to speak the oracles of God as commanded in 1 Peter 4, verse 11, and to declare the whole counsel of God, Acts 20, and verse 27. So thank you for joining us. And stay right here where you listen to the broadcast from International Gospel Hour, on air or online since 1934, and to God be the glory. Now let us consider our lesson text today, beginning with 1 Kings 22, verse 51, and we're going to end in the book or end the book and go into 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 2. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. For he served Baal and worshipped him, and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger, according to all that his father had done. Now we go to 2 Kings chapter 2. I'm sorry, 2 Kings chapter 1. Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Now Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury." My friends, did not King Ahaziah have some pedigree? I mean, look at his parents, Ahab and Jezebel. Those names stricken a person in the heart. Can you imagine your son bringing a girl home to visit mom and dad and says, "This is Jezebel"? Oh my, would that not raise eyebrows? The word Ahab, I mean, those are two names people just don't use nowadays. Well, not in a good way. And the sad fact of the matter is that Ahaziah inquired and was listening to the wrong God. Inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. This man was the leader of Israel during the days of the divided kingdom. And it is tragic to see his leadership. And as we read the Old Testament, we wonder how Israel, God's chosen people, could follow idol gods. But friends, there are other gods, idols that we can even follow. Were we not warned through 1 Corinthians 10, verse 14, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry? And how idolatry is a sin that will condemn our very souls, according to Galatians 5:20. So friends, let's be aware of some wrong gods, and that is our study today that's just ahead. But before we go there, here is some information about our free Bible course by mail.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, let's begin. People, even ourselves, can be the wrong God to whom we are listening. When we think about 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, that speaks of loving oneself in the context of a lover of pleasure more than the lover of God, this individual is noted as having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. That's eye-opening, is it not? Friends, we readily know what is in our hearts, for our hearts will dictate what comes forth. Could it be that we are our own God of pleasure? That as long as we can enjoy the things in this world, and as long as bills are paid and things are pretty good and health is okay, maybe we are listening to the wrong God. May I submit to you second that family can be the wrong God to whom we are listening. Did not Jesus teach in Matthew 10 and verse 37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me? Richard McWilliams had an interesting observation when he said, for example, when family activities or school activities, family gatherings, family guests, etc., are chosen over Bible class and worship, or when one never finds time for congregational fellowship or service activities, has not family taken God's place and become a god? Jesus was certainly not making up a non-existent problem when he warned about loving family more than him, again from Matthew 10:37. Friends, the words of Christ are clear and to the point. Is our family our God in reality? If we succumb to it rather than God, who is really number one? Can our family see Christ in us, the hope of glory? Colossians 1:27. Third, now this one may be a bit strange to you, but bear with me. Religion can be the wrong God to whom we are listening. Now, again, initially that sounds strange, but how often through the Bible were people deceived religiously? Paul acknowledged his relationship in the Jews' religion and how he wasted the church, Galatians 1:13-14. Paul also noted the so-called religious attitude of his day while at Athens. In Acts 17, beginning with verse 16, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. We can read throughout Acts 17 of how Paul spoke of whom they called the unknown God, and he pointed out that he was the true and living God over and above all. Now, friends, man can have religion, but is it the right religion that God desires? James 1:26-27 reminds us of pure religion that is undefiled before God and the Father is this, that we should assist or help the widows, the orphans, and the widows, the fatherless in our affliction, and their affliction rather, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. You know, Jesus, according to Ephesians 5, wants to return his church not having blemish or without spot, or his church will return to him not having blemish or spot. Friends, religion can be the wrong god. We can be following things that appear true on the surface, but yet they are not when it comes down to it. This is why God's Word is so important, friends. This is why we must always use God's Word as our religion, or rather God's Word as our authority in matters of religion. Friends, we've mentioned some things today that very well could be other gods to whom we are listening. And sadly, like Ahaziah of old, we plead for things to be better through these wrong gods. Let's think on these things. Now, I want to pause and defer to our J-Web concerning our previous broadcast from International Gospel Hour.
Hello, friends. Please know that any previous broadcasts from the International Gospel Hour are available at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and also available on several podcast platforms. Maybe we're on your favorite podcast site. Just search for International Gospel Hour, and you can find previous broadcasts. They're always there 24/7 for you to listen or even to download. And now, let's continue our study.
Every person is obligated to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, Luke 10:27. When you take heart, soul, strength, and mind, friends, there's nothing left to give, for it's all been given, to truly love God. These other gods, well, they're not gracious and merciful. They will take and take and take and seldom give, but they cannot supply what we need. Are you listening to the wrong God? Friends, let's think on these things, and let's continue our studies together at another time. Thank you always for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast, wherever you may be listening. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
Oh.